Why are so many things just not working out these days? Perhaps that's because we live in an era dominated by a cadre of wishful thinkers. This is the first of a series of snippet essays delving into the world of the wishful thinkers. Wikipedia defines wishful thinking as, quote, the formation of beliefs based on what might be pleasing to imagine, rather than on evidence, rationality, or reality. It is a product of resolving conflicts between belief and desire, unquote. When national and international leaders move away from rationality, reality-based decisions, or fact-based sciences, they become a club of wishful thinkers. One of the most prolific of wishful thinkers have a tough time these days, and they are the climate change ideologues and their political allies. One of their pet projects is the dream that the world converts to electric vehicles, EVs, in short. In that regard, they are busy creating a social and legal framework designed to facilitate this dream. They have run into two terrible realities. One is economics, and the other is physics. The developed world is skidding into a recession, the likes of which may be historic, given the complexity of the world in which we live. The obsession by predominantly wealthy elites to push for the eradication of internal combustion engines. They conveniently and deliberately ignore the fact that ICEs power 99% of the vehicles in the United States. This figure is comparable to most other developed countries. In a rapidly declining economic environment, kitchen table issues for families, such as figuring out how to pay for food, lodging, and transportation, outweighs all the other considerations today. The very idea of shelling out $75,000 to replace the ubiquitous cars and trucks is very low on the priorities of millions of people around the world. Wishful thinker graduates from the World Economic Forum, flitting about the world in their private jets, have no idea what this means. As a result, they are not even worth my further consideration here. So let's talk about wishful thinkers who also willfully ignore science. At this time, much of the technology necessary for the reliability and sustainability of renewable energy has yet to be invented. Physics does not adhere to wishful thinking. Moreover, just do a little bit of research into the horrendous damage to the environment and the people in poor countries where the mining for the materials in lithium batteries takes place. Just because it's happening on the other side of the world doesn't mean it's not horrific. What about the fact that these batteries are toxic and non-renewable? Always a fact the eco-friendly folks fail to mention. Perhaps with time, other types of batteries may be invented. And the operative word is may, but I digress. Finally, electrical grids around the world are hardly up to the challenge of most being able to supply more power while eliminating fossil fuel and nuclear-driven plants. In the North American context, the continent-wide grid is decrepit and failing. I suggest readers go to the website www.nerc.com and read the reasons why brownouts and power failures will be only exacerbated with the introduction of electric vehicles. Just to let you, our reader or listener, know that no one at Border Poll Journal gets paid for our publications. All of our members are volunteers and contribute their time and effort to the Border Poll community because of a desire to share ideas and have fellowship with like-minded professionals. If you enjoyed this broadcast or the essay, please let us know. If you wish and can support our publication or this podcast, please subscribe to it via the Substack subscription form. This podcast is available on Spotify and wherever you get your podcasts. Thank you for listening. And until the next time, goodbye.